各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
好，我们晚上啊，继续来谈十诫在思。
This evening we'd like to continue with the topic of ponder again upon the Ten Commandments.
我们谈过十诫就是一切律法的总纲。
We've spoken about the law. The Ten Commandments is the conclusion.
那主耶稣又把十诫啊归纳为两条
conclusions of all the law, and these Ten Commandments can be divided into two categories.
就是第一诫到第四诫，就是要敬爱真神。
One of which is reverence to God, right from first commandment to the fourth commandment.
第五诫到第十诫，就是要爱人如己。
And from commandment fifth commandment to the last commandment, requiring us to love others as if we're loving ourselves.
爱就成全了律法。
And then love can fulfill the law.
所以我们要遵行神的律法，就是靠着主耶稣基督的爱。
So in order for us to obey his commandments, it is by our love for Christ.
明白基督的爱。
And also to understand
the love of Christ.
Then we can be invigorated by love.
我们才能够生发爱神的心来。
And then we can love God through that kind of invigoration.
那一个真正爱神的人，他必会爱人如己。
And a person who truly loves God will truly love others like themselves.
所以圣经说，看得见的人你都不爱他，你还能够爱那看不见的神吗？
If you don't love people who you can see, how can you love God who is invisible to you?
如果你不爱人，而说我很爱神，那圣经说你是说谎的。
If you don't love man and you say you love God, then you are lying.
所以耶稣把律法归纳为敬神爱人。
Jesus categorized the Ten Commandments into two categories, which is loving God and also loving man.
那要爱人就是要以神爱我们的心去爱人。
To love man is to love man with the love of God.
并且说要爱人如己。
And also to love them, just like loving ourselves.
不懂得爱自己，他不可能去爱别人。
If you don't know how to love yourself, you won't know how to love others.
但是这个懂得爱自己，不是我们平常所说的自私的爱。
But when we're talking about loving ourselves, it's not talking about selfishness.
哎，耶稣来把律法成全在他身上。
So Jesus came to this world to fulfill the law.
显出了真正的爱。
And manifested the immensity of his love.
哎，他懂得爱自己。
And he knew better how to love himself.
哎，他发挥了神给他身上的生命。
And he has manifested himself the life of God.
他受死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
表明了他对神的爱，愿意顺服至死。
And that represents his love for God, that he will love love God till the end of his life.
哎，也表明了对人类的爱。
And that is also a way of telling people that he loves all.
爱到愿意为我们死。
And he is even willing to sacrifice for us.
所以爱人如己并不是自私。
So to love ourselves doesn't mean that we have to be selfish.
而是如主耶稣基督一样，啊，他把这个爱实现在十字架上。
But rather, to be just like Jesus, to fulfill this love on the cross.
表明了爱神爱人。
And to show that we truly love God and man.
他不是糟蹋自己。
And he is not trying to humiliate himself,
而是发挥了他生命的功能出来。
But rather, he is trying to outlive the purpose of his existence in this world.
神父给他生命。
And God has given him the life.
成为肉身到世上。
and becoming flesh in this world,
他就必须呀、顺服神托付他的使命。
And he has the responsibility to follow the commands given by God.
表明他对神的爱。
And to show that he has the love of God.
所以愿意为了爱神，愿意顺服至死。
And because of his love for God, he's willing to sacrifice anything, until the day he died.
对神的爱所表明的极点。
So this is the most or the extreme that you can express yourself in terms of your love for God.
为了表明对世人的爱。
And in order to show people how he loved us.
为我们舍了生命。
And he sacrificed for us.
所以主耶稣告诉我们的爱人如己不是自私而是大公无私。
Therefore, Jesus told us to love ourselves is not to be selfish, but rather to love others without selfishness.
所以我们要遵行神的律法，我们就必须要明白基督的爱。
So to follow the law, we have to understand the law.
那虽然我们明白神是多么爱我们，
even though we know how much God loves us,
他的爱何等长阔高深，
and also the immensity of his love,
我们也都立了心志要过爱神爱人的生活，
and we all wanted to live a life that we can love man and God,
但是我们有肉体的软弱。
But we do bear fleshly weakness.
虽然我们受洗得到重生生命了，
and we are reborn from our baptism.
但是我们仍然带着肉体，
but we still are in the flesh.
就有肉体的软弱，
and since we're in flesh, we have weakness.
所以主也体恤我们肉体的软弱，
and God also understands and willing to be considerate of all of our weaknesses.
所以赏赐圣灵来做我们的帮助。
Holy Spirit was given to us as guidance.
只要我们能够诚心的跪下双膝在神面前恳求。
As long as we can kneel down before God to ask from Him.
立志顺服圣灵。
And to determine to submit to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
神的灵就帮助我们从软弱中变为刚强。
And the Spirit will allow us to grow from weakness to strength.
我们才不会常常感到心有余力不足。
Then we'll no longer feel weak in our spirit.
我们才能够真正的来体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵，来成全律法。
Then are we able to submit ourselves to the guidance of Holy Spirit and also to the guidance of the law?
那我们怎么遵行律法？
And how can we follow the law?
我们刚谈到律法总结就是十条诫命。
And we know the essence of the law is the Ten Commandments.
那这个诫命是我与我们的生活息息相关的。
And this law has to do is closely related to our everyday life.
主耶稣来把十条诫命成全在真义里面。
So, Jesus came to explain how we should live Ten Commandments.
所以我们说的不是石板上的十条诫命。
We are not only abide by the Ten Commandments that is inscribed on this tablet.
而是成全在我们心板上的十条诫命。
But rather, it's the Ten Commandments that is engraved in our hearts.
因为那律法上有爱于我们的字句规条都成全在十字架上。
Because all of that is written in the Bible about God's love for all men has been fulfilled on the cross.
所以我们遵行神的律法，我们必须明白它的精义。
So in order to abide by the law, we must understand the significance of the Ten Commandments.
我们谈过第一诫、第二诫。
We've spoken about the first and second commandments.
这是关乎我们的信仰与崇拜。
This is about our faith and also our worship.
第一件是告诉我们，我们敬拜的对象。
First one is the person that we should be worshiping.
那是独一的真神。
Only God, one true God that we are worshiping.
所以除了创造宇宙万物的这个独一的大能者之外，我们不可以有别的神。
Other than this almighty creator of the universe that we should worship, there's no one else that we can worship.
在凡事上要让神居首位。
So in everything that we do, God will be our first priority.
神的地位是无可取代的。
And the status of God can never be substituted.
不管是任何伟人神明或是财富或是你的事业家庭。
Any of the celebrities or the famous people or even your family, your fame, your status,
都不可以来取代神的地位。
All of such cannot be substitute of the status of God.
那第二件是告诉我们不可雕刻我像，跪拜我像，去侍奉我像。
The second commandment is about not to make idols to worship.
是告诉我们敬拜神的方式。
This is telling us how we should worship God.
神是灵，不是物质。
God's spirit is not a material.
所以不可雕刻跪拜，去侍奉人事物。
Therefore, it's not necessary for us to make an idol out of a person or a matter or an incident just to worship.
并且神是忌邪的神。
And also God is a jealous God.
也就是我们敬拜神的人该有的纯心。
And that is that is talking about our mind in worshiping God.
神既然是灵，所以拜神用心灵和诚实。
And since God is spirit, we have to worship Him with our faith and also with our loyalty.
那神既然是忌邪的神。
And since God is jealous,
我们拜神的人就必须要追求圣洁。
As a worshipper, we have to be holy.
我们才不会来干犯神。
Then we will not offend God in any way.
如果我们能够这样子来敬拜神，
if we can worship God this way,
那我们就必然从神蒙福。
Then we'll be blessed.
神要我们守的诫命都附带着神的应许，神的祝福。
The commandments of God does carry the blessings of God.
爱神的神必爱他。
For those who love God, God will love him.
直到千代。
Until generations.
恨神的神必恨他。
For those who hate God, God will hate him.
直到三四代。
Until three or four generations after.
那第三戒就是不可妄称神的名。
And the third commandment is not to call the name of Jesus, name of God in vain.
就是对神要有那种虔诚诚实的心。
That is, we must have the heart of honesty and also loyalty in front of God.
不可妄称神的名。
We cannot take his name in vain.
因为亵渎神的名就必被治死。
Because for a person who blasphemes the name of God shall be put to death.
什么是妄称神的名？
What do we mean by taking God's name in vain.
乱用神的名。
That is to misuse his name.
与神的名借着神的名取信于人。
That is using God's name to deceive others.
那就是妄称神的名。
That is called taking God's name in vain.
所以主耶稣说，是就说是，不是就说不是，不要指着天起誓，指着地起誓，指着你的头发头起誓。
So Jesus said that you should say yes when it's true, and you should say no when it's false.
一个人平常守诚实，你不必发誓人家信任你。一个平常不能取信于人的人，你就是再怎么发誓，人家对你的发誓还是质疑的。
A honest person need not have to swear that so that people will believe in you. However, a person who doesn't believe by others, even you swear, people won't believe in you.
所以我们大家都熟悉的那个小朋友的故事里面，狼来了，狼来了，结果呢，害死了自己。
We are familiar with the childhood story about this one child who's making joke to others, crying out, "The wolf is coming! The wolf is coming!" just to scare people.
所以主耶稣的教导我们的祷告文也告诉我们，我们呢要尊神的名为圣。
And in the Lord's Prayer, it also tells us that we have to honor God's name.
所以在我们的日常生活上，我们必须要能够使神的名在我们的生活上，在我们的身上得到荣耀。
In our everyday life, our purpose is to glorify the name of God in anything that we do.
所以在小几方面，不但不可妄称神的名。
Even in small things that we do, we should not be making God's name in vain.
并且要更积极的让神的名在我们的身上得到荣耀。
Not only we shouldn't do that, now we should glorify the name of God in the things that we do.
那这个虔诚与诚实对神就是不可妄称神的名。
Reverence and also faithfulness, it means that we should not be using God's name in vain.
那对人呢，也就是第九诫提到的，不可做假见证陷害人。
And we shouldn't be making false accusations of people.
所以我们就先谈到第九诫。
Let's skip to ninth commandment.
我们看出埃及记二十章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 20.
十六节。
Verse 16.
不可作假见证陷害人。很简单，没有做其他解释。
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. So this is self-explanatory.
作假见证陷害人就是犯了神的诫命。
To bear false testimony that you have already offended God.
这是关于对人的部分。
This is a law given to man.
我们必须要诚诚实实的。
We have to be honest.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
In John chapter 8, verse 44,
主耶稣说，说谎是属魔鬼的。
It says here, when you lie, it is of devil.
魔鬼就是一切说谎话的人的父亲。
And devil is the father of all lies.
所以我们要诚实做见证，不可做假见证去陷害人。
And we have to be true in our testimony, not to make false statements.
看箴言十四章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
第五节。
Verse 5.
箴言十四章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 5.
诚实见证人不说谎话，假见证人吐出谎言。好，一个诚实见证的人他不会说谎话的。
A truthful person who will give a true testimony.
一个做假见证的人他当然就吐出谎言了。
And a false witness will definitely pour out lies.
说谎的就犯神诫命神必要降罚的。
So the liar offend the commands of God and will be punished.
所以在启示录二十二章十五节里面提到将来 哎，地狱永刑的里面啊，就是那些说谎话。
So in the Genesis chapter 22, it did talk about the result of all those liars at the end time will be in the hell suffering.
我们看二十二章第九节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 22, verse 9.
二十二章十五节，对不起。
Excuse me, it's Genesis chapter 22, verse 15.
十五节这里就提到城外有那些浅的行邪术的淫乱的杀人的拜偶像的并一切好喜好说谎言编造虚谎的这些人他们都会被排除在门外。
And all of these people will be segregated outside of the gate of heaven.
他们所要承受的就是地狱的永火。
What they have to undertake is the eternal fire furnace of the hell.
看启示录二十一章第八节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 21, verse 8.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。所以将来啊，在硫磺火湖里面，就是地狱永远的刑罚，就是那些胆怯不敢不信的啊，可憎杀人啊，淫乱行邪术拜偶像，还有一切说谎话的。
So, it specifically tells here that those people will suffer from the fire of sulfur in the end time, the liars, the adulterer, and also the sinners.
说谎话怎么那么严重啊？
And how can be a liar be punished so heavily?
因为说谎话会变成习惯。
Because when you lie, it will become a habit to do so.
因为说谎话，也许呀，可以从中得到利益，可以遮盖自己。
When you lie, you may be benefited from such a lie or disguise your own sin.
当然这里提到一切说谎话的，也就是等。做假见证陷害人以谎话来取信于人使人受害的。
Especially it tells here that all liars, which is those people who make false testimonies to plot against others.
在列王的时代亚哈做王的时候
in the olden days, when King Ahab was the king,
他看中了拿伯的葡萄园。
So he really liked a vineyard.
亚哈王要用钱跟拿伯买葡萄园。
And King Ahab wanted to buy this vineyard from the owner.
但是拿伯呢，因为葡萄园是主产，他不能卖。
But this owner cannot sell the vineyard because is passed down from his forefathers.
所以这个亚哈王就闷闷不乐。
And King Ahab was very displeased.
结果当时的王后耶洗别。
And at that time, his queen, Jezebel,
她本来是一个外邦的公子。
外邦的。
外邦王的女儿。
She is the daughter of a king who's of and Gentile king.
当然他不敬畏神。
And of course, she has no reverence for God.
他就跟亚哈王说，这事包在我身上。
And she told the king Ahab that, well, I'll take care of this.
他就收买了两个恶徒。
And then she accompanied with two other men.
做假见证。
And to make a false testimony against.
说拿伯啊，亵渎神的名。
Against this owner that he has blasphemed the name of God.
因为有两个见证人，他的见证啊就被认定。
And because of the two person who make false testimony, therefore such a case can be formed.
所以拿伯就被打死了。
Therefore, this owner was killed.
亚哈就从他手中得到了这个葡萄园。
And Ahab was able to get this vineyard.
这个也许别因为啊做假见证陷害人。
So this is the kind of false testimony that that was used to plot against others.
所以先知啊就得到神起诉警告他。
And then the prophet. Received a revelation from God and went to King Ahab to warn him
他要受咒诅
that he will be cursed.
我们看一下列王记下第九章
Please turn to 2 King chapter 9.
列王记下第九章
2 King chapter 9.
36节37节
Verse 36 and 37.
他们回去告诉耶户，耶户说：“这正应验耶和华借着他仆人提斯比人以利亚所说的话，说在耶斯列田间狗必吃耶洗别的肉，耶洗别尸首必在耶斯列。”田间如同粪土，甚至人不能说这是耶洗别。后来呀，耶洗别真的受了咒诅，先知的话应验了。
Eventually, it's true enough. This prophecy was given by prophet actually realized.
所以从三十节看，我们就知道这个耶洗别后来死得非常的悲惨。
And we know from a later passage that Jezebel ended in a very dreadful way.
所以我们不能啊做假见证来陷害人。
We should not use false testimony to plot against others.
因为说谎是属魔鬼的。
Because the liars are of demon.
那神必要降罚。
And God will punish.
所以我们如果若能够待人诚诚实实的
If we cannot be honest to others
那神就必要赐福给他
Excuse me For those If we can be honest to others Then God will bless us
看以西结书
Please turn to Ezekiel
第十八章
Chapter 18
第九节
Verse 9
以西结书第十八章第九节
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 19
遵行我的律例谨守我的典章按着诚实行事这人是公义的必定存活这是主耶和华说的、哦、我们如果能够按照诚实来行事、
If we can do things according to our honesty
这人是公义的必要存活
And such a righteous person shall live on.
我们再看诗篇。
Please turn to Psalms.
101篇。
Chapter 101.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse
8. 101篇第六节到第八节。
Psalm chapter 101, verse 6 to verse 8.
我的眼要看国中的诚实人，叫他们与我同住，行为完全的，他要侍候我；行诡诈的，必不得住在我家里；说谎话的，必不得立在我眼前。我每日早晨要灭绝国中所有的恶人，好把一切作孽的从耶和华的城里 剪除。谁是国中一切啊所有的恶人呢？
So who are all these evil ones in the nation?
就是说谎话的。
They are the liars.
是一个诚实人啊，神必与他同住。
So an honest person, God will be present with him.
他才能够来服侍神。
Then he can serve God.
我在注目教会的时候
When I was still a resident minister,
有一个弟兄，他是杀猪卖猪肉的。
There was a brother who is actually selling who's a butcher.
哎，早期啊，在台湾呐、啊、比较穷苦的时候，那个卖猪肉。那个猪肉啊，都会灌水。
In the early days in Taiwan, when the society in general is quite poor, all of this pork were selling by the butchers were soaked in water before they were sold.
并且生意人啊，都会偷斤减两。
And then the butcher would try to sell this pork with added weight to it.
所以我们有一句话常说奸商啊，商不理奸呐、啊，生意人呐、啊、常常会有诡诈，为了得到自己的利益。
Therefore, we always believe that there are always some a business person can sometimes be cunning in order to attain the certain objectives they wanted.
但是我们这个弟兄啊，就是诚诚实实的人。
But this brother of ours is very honest.
哎，他的猪肉绝对不灌水，他卖的猪肉绝对啊斤两十足。
And this brother in particular, he's very honest. He never soaked his pork in the water, and he always sold his pork according to according to the weight that is worth.
所以开始的时候啊，那些同行啊都笑他，哎呀，你不会做生意，你这样做生意怎么会赚钱？
And then some of those people who were also butchers were laughing at him why he wasn't soaking those pork in the water for more profits.
但是呢，诚实人，神要与他同住。
But an honest person will have the presence of God with him.
虽然开始他赚不到钱。
Even though at the beginning he was not able to make any money.
但是久了之后，大家都知道，哎呀，这个人老实，他不会偷斤减两，他的猪肉没有灌水。后来大家都喜欢跟他买。
And after a while, people realized that he is the honest.Butcher around that he was selling pork without soaking water.
哦，他的生意啊就越来越好了。
And then his business become better and better.
后来同行的人就嫉妒他，排挤他。
And then other butchers was very jealous against him and trying to expel him from the business circle.
后来啊，这些同行呢想办法把他排挤出去，不能在那个市场卖。
So then eventually he was expelled from the market. He wasn't able to sell pork anymore.
后来他就在市场外面吧。
And then he had a little stall outside of the market.
但是呢，哎，后来那人找不到他，知道哦，他在门口那边卖，结果大家都跑到那边跟他买。
And then those buyers were.Found out that he was no longer in the market and asked around and found him outside of the market.
哎，以前乡下大家都熟嘛，啊，不跟你买，不跟他买，不好意思，有时候跟他买，有时候跟他买。结果他一个人被排挤到外面了，哎，大家全部跑到那边都不会不好意思了。所以本来他一天呐、啊、卖半只啊这个猪。结果到外面的时候，一天要卖两只这个猪才够。
And then in those days, people are very courteous towards each other. So when they come to any of these butchers, they will try to buy some from this one stall or buy some from the other. However, this brother, when he was expelled out of the market, selling the pork outside of the market, he sold double what he was selling before, and all of those customers actually went to him.
这个就是那个吴灵恩传道的姐夫啊，后来教会把那案例做指示。
And he is actually the brother-in-law of our preacher Wu, and he eventually was anointed as a deacon.
确实一个诚实人，神要与他同在。
God will be present with the honest person.
他要侍候神。
And he will serve the Lord.
也就是我们要侍候神，我们要具备诚实。
And to serve God, we must have honesty first.
那我们才配来侍候神。
Then are we worthy to serve the Lord?
我们再看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
15节。
Verse 15.
腓立比书第二章15节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲被谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。我们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。16节。
Verse 16.
将生命的道表明出来，所以我们在这个弯曲被谬的世代里面。
In this crooked and depraved generation,
在这个世代里面呢, 真的是充满着诡诈,
and in this time, it is full of crookedness,
欺骗,
and a lot of deceit.
哦, 台湾很厉害啊, 啊, 非常有诈骗集团。
In Taiwan, there are a lot of those organized crimes which involve deceiving publics.
那个诈骗集团还有教战手册啊。
And they even have an operation manual to run a company that can deceive the public.
哇，他们的方式太多太多了。
And there are many ways of doing it.
啊，妈，你来救我，我被绑架了。
Take for instance, somebody will call you. And then there will be a girl shouting over the phone that, "Mom, please quickly come and save me."
或者你的信用卡被盗领了。
Or somebody will call you and tell you that your credit card has been misused.
地方法院有传单啊，有传票。
Or people will call you that you are summoned by the court.
哇，方法太多太多了。
There are many ways of deceiving you.
所以在中国有一个不大好的印象，说在中国很多都是假的，只有骗子是真的。
And sometimes people have a bad impression about China because there are many things that you buy there are counterfeits.
所以啊，有很多是黑心食物啊。
And sometimes even food, they're made out of illegal way.
只求着自己的利益，不管别人的死活。
They only care about profiting, not about the health of the public.
所以我们呢，在这个弯曲变妙的时代里面，我们要做一个诚实无瑕疵的神的儿女。
And in this crooked and depraved world that we live in, we have to be an honest Christian of God. Then can we manifest the words of life in our everyday life?
主耶稣说你们要像世上的光，世上的盐。
Jesus said that we have to be the light and also the salt of the world.
能够像世上的盐啊。 不被恶劣的环境来腐化我们。
If we are the salt of the world, then we will not be, we will not perish in this world.
并且能够来防止败坏。
Then we can prevent ourselves from perishing.
我们要像世上的光。
We must be like the light of this world.
有光的地方，黑暗就消失了。
When there is light, there is no darkness.
这是我们一个做神儿女的生活上当有的见证。
As children of God, this is the kind of testimony that we have to always bear.
我们再看回来出埃及记二十章。
Let's come back to Genesis chapter 20.
第六节到第十一，第八节到十一节。
Verse 8 till 11.
这是关乎神的第四条诫命。
This is about the fourth commandments of God.
第八节。
Verse 8.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
第
二十章，出埃及记二十章第八节。
Excuse me, it's Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
安息日的道理啊，我们上次有讲过了，查创世纪的时候已经有讲过了啊。
The sermon on Sabbath service, I've spoken about before.
不过我们再简单提一提啊。
I would like to mention it again.
这里提到，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
It says here, we must remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
我们要纪念安息圣日。
We must remember the Sabbath day.
纪念神创造之功。
To remember the work of God's creation of this universe.
纪念神的救赎。
And also to remember the salvation of God.
追求那永远的安息。
And to go after the everlasting peace.
还要把它守为圣日
as well as keeping it holy
安息圣日就是属神的日子是分别为圣的日子
so Sabbath day is a holy day that you have to be able to discern
这我们上次都讲过了、
and we have spoken about this before
出埃及记三十一章十三节到十六节
In Exodus chapter 31, verse 36.
以西结书二十章二十节。
And also Ezekiel chapter 20, verse.
守安息日是我们信徒信仰的一个表明，一个见证。
And keeping the Sabbath is a way of our testimony.
那我们怎么守安息日为圣日？
And how can we keep the Sabbath holy?
在利未记二十三章第三节说，安息圣日啊，安息日必须有圣会。
In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3.
所以安息日我们必须要到教会做礼拜，敬拜神。
So that we have to, there must be a sacred assembly where we can go and keep our Sabbath.
路加福音第四章十六节
And also in Luke chapter 4 verse 16
主耶稣按照他平常的规矩安息日进入会堂
Just like his usual routine that he enter into the synagogue
这是主耶稣平常的规矩
And this is his routine
所以他安息日必须要进会堂
Therefore, in the Sabbath, he will go into the temple
来敬拜神，参加圣会
to worship God and also to worship God in the sacred assembly.
一般教会的信徒不守安息日认为这个安息日是律法。主耶稣因为还没有成全救恩，所以他要守安息日。
Many Christians now they are not keeping their Sabbath because they said this rule is simply.Of the Old Testament, because at that time the law was not fulfilled yet.
这是他们要强解圣经。
This is the way that they trying to distort the true meaning of such a rule.
因为在《使徒行传》十七章第二节、第三节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 2 to 3.
保罗按照他数场的规矩进入安息日正日建筑会堂。
And routinely, Paul has also entered into the temple.
啊，本着圣经和犹太人辩论。
And then he challenged the Jews according to the scripture.
哎，一般教会认为保罗安息日进会堂，因为犹太人守安息日是为了要跟他们辩论才安息日进会堂。
And the reason why Jews go to the synagogue on Sabbath day because they want to challenge others.
但是我们不要忘记哦，保罗是按照他数场的规矩。
But we must know that Paul was going to the temple routinely.
字幕没有做的，我们看一下《使徒行传》十七章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 17.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传十七章第二节。
Acts 17, verse 2.
这里提到保罗照他数场的规矩进去。不只是为了与犹太人辩论，而进入安息日是他数场的规矩。
It says here, as his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures.
以前守安息日，信了主之后，仍然守安息日。
以前，
信主以前，他是犹太人，他守安息日。信主之后还是守安息日。
Before he became a Christian, he was already observing the Sabbath day. However, after he became a Christian, he still keep the Sabbath day.
因为他这是他数常的规矩。
Because this is his custom to do so.
我们再看《使徒行传》十五章。
Please turn to Acts chapter
十九节。十五章十九节到二十一节。
Chapter 15 from verse 19.
这是使徒为了这个割礼的问题在耶路撒冷做了辩论。
This is about an issue on circumcision that they were debating about.
后来他们所做的结论就是十九节所记载的。
And the conclusion is at verse 19.
雅各后来做了结论说，据我的意见，不可难为那归乎神的外邦人。二十节。
Verse 20.
只要写信吩咐他们禁戒我像的污秽和奸淫，并勒死的牲畜和血。二十一节。
Verse 21.
因为自从古以来，摩西的书在过程里有人传讲，每逢安息日在会堂里诵读。所以在使徒那个时代，每逢安息日他们还是会在会堂里诵读律法书。
In the apostolic days, believers were still reading the scriptures.
可见使徒时代信徒绝对守安息圣日的。
In those days, in the Old Testament, people still keep the Sabbath service, Sabbath day.
以赛亚书五十八章十三节、十四节。
In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 to 14.
这我们都讲过了，要以安息日为乐。
We have all spoken about this. We must be joyful on Sabbath day.
要尊重安息日。
And also to revere Sabbath day.
要尊敬这一日。
And also to respect this day in particular.
所以我们不能轻忽的安息日。
We must not neglect Sabbath day.
安息日不办私事。
We shouldn't be doing any personal matter on this day.
不随私意。
You shouldn't do things according to your own desire.
为自己的方便，我要怎样就怎样，不可以。
You shouldn't be doing things out of your own convenience.
不说私话。
And you shouldn't be talking about gossiping about personal matters.
这都是尊敬安息日的表现。
This is a kind of your respect for the Sabbath day. 我们安息
守安息日，在教会里面，弟兄姐妹应该要讲造就人的好话，而不讲私话。
In the church, especially on Sabbath day, we must speak of things that can edify others rather than gossiping.
那我们才有尊重安息日。
Then can we say that we have the reverence and also respect for the
Sabbath day? 我们有尊敬这一日。
That we are respecting the Sabbath day.
其实尊敬安息日就是尊敬神，是敬畏神的表现。
As a matter of fact, when you respect the Sabbath day, you are revering God.
因为这是神所定的诫命。
Because this is the commandment that was set forth by God.
是神与我们立约的证据。
And this is the covenant, the evidence of the covenant that God has made for us.
我们不守安息日，等于对神背约了。
If we don't observe the Sabbath day, then we are betraying God.
何况主耶稣说安息日是为人设立的。
And especially this rule or this commandment in particular is made for man.
我们在安息日以喜乐感恩的心来享受安息。
And on Sabbath day, we have heart of thanksgiving and also love and also joy to enjoy such a day.
神定安息日，安息圣日，也为了让我们有一个平衡的生活。
And God made this day in order to find our balance in life.
我们看回来这个出埃及记二十章第九节。
Let's come back to Exodus chapter 20, verse 9.
第八节说纪念安息日守为圣日第九节。
And verse 9.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你的神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牲畜并你城里寄居的客旅无论何工都不可做食者。
Verse 11，
因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以呀，耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。这里谈到工作与休息。
It talk about work and also rest.
我们查考创世纪的时候有讲到了，神创造的每一天有晚上有早晨。
In book of Genesis, it talk about day and night.
有晚上，原文的意思说放下。
At night, is a time for you to rest.
一天的工作过去了。
And that one day is a conclusion of a day of work.
晚上就是我们放下一切的工作，放下了白天的工作。
At night is the time when you call it a day.
我们要休息。
We need to have time for rest.
我们要享受家庭天伦之乐。
And we must have time to enjoy the union of our family members.
我们必须晚上要充分的休息，养足精神，然后有早晨，我们有一个新的开始，充满着朝气的去面对每一天的工作。
And then we must be fully rested at night so that we can head on to a full day of work the next day.
本来这个地是空虚混沌淹面黑暗的。
And this world was originally filled with darkness.
神使光出现。
And then the light of God appeared.
把光暗分开来。
And then this world was divided into a light and darkness.
神造穹窗，把上下的水分开来。
And also the water was separated into heaven and earth.
神使地上的水聚集在一起，使陆地浮现上来。
And then God has gathered the water on earth and also the water above.
每天的创造都记载有晚上有早晨，这是头一日，第二日，第三，一直到第六日。
And Genesis has talked about days and nights, and also day one, day two, and day three, and so forth.
六日的创造使这个空虚的地变得非常充实。
So through the 7 days of creation, this whole world was filled with abundance.
本来是烟面黑暗的，把光暗分开。
It was originally dark, but now there is day and night, brightness and darkness.
本来是混沌的。
And at first it was cloudy.
神让它变得非常有秩序。
And now this world is made into an orderly fashion.
不但一天一天都非常有秩序的。
Not only days were divided by day and night.
有晚上就是把一天的工作放下来。
So at night is the time for you to call it a day.
有早晨。
And then you have mornings.
有早晨就是打开。
And in the mornings is the beginning of the day.
把门打开了，又在面对新的一天了。
It is like opening a window that you are facing another new day.
也就是告诉我们，该休息要休息，该工作要工作。
And what this is telling us is that when we work, we have to work hard. When we rest, we have to rest.
我们必须要有平衡的生活。
There must be a balance of life.
有些工作狂，工作到没有日夜，没有家庭，没有伦理生活。
There are people who are workaholic. They work day and night. They have no life, no family, no nothing.
有些人呢，懒惰工作。
However, there are people of other extreme that they're just lazy to work.
这个生活都不平衡了。
I'm saying all of these examples are not they are not finding the balance of life.
第七日神创造了六日之内创造了万物之后，第七日便安息。
And after the 6 days of creation, the seventh day were made into a day of rest, which is Sabbath day.
不是神需要休息，而是创造的工作已经一个段落。
It's not a God who is needing any rest, but rather it's drawing a conclusion to the 6 days of work.
告诉我们，该工作的时候该工作，该敬拜神的时候要敬拜神。
It's telling us that when we work, we have to work, and when we rest, we have to rest.
工作是神圣的。
And then all of this work is holy.
亚当夏娃被造还没有犯罪。神就要在他伊甸园里面修理看守，要在那边工作。
So when Adam and Eve before they sinned, they were in the Garden of Eden just to maintain the place.
所以我们不要厌恶工作。
So we must not hate labor.
每个人必须善尽自己的本分职责，做自己应该做的事情。
And we must always, to our fullest extent and effort, to work to our best.
工作是神圣的，不要把工作当作一种好像奴隶很苦的工作。
Because work is sacred, and is not working like a slave.
但是人犯罪之后，那个工作就劳苦了。
But after man sinned, then.All of a sudden, this labor become a hard task.
那个工作不再是神圣的，那个工作是一种咒诅，劳苦。
And the labor become a curse. The labor become a hardship.
所以今天呢，我们按照神的旨意工作，该工作要工作，该休息要休息，该工作要工作，该归给神的时间呐。的日子要归给神，就是一个平衡的生活。
So the will of God is as such that when we work, it's time to work, we have to work. When it's time to rest, we have to rest. When it's time to observe the Sabbath, we have to do so.
马太福音十一章二十八节、二十九节。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30,
主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的。”都可以到我这里来。
Jesus said that for those who toil and suffer, shall come to me.
我要让你们得享安息。
That you will enjoy the peace from me.
所以今天呢，我们要凭着信心。
Therefore, today we have to be faithful.
哎，安息日放下一切工作。
We must put off anything that we do on Sabbath day.
来到神面前享受安息。
Come before God to enjoy the Sabbath day, the peace.
这是恩典。
This is the grace.
但是要凭着我们的信心去领受的。
But we have to receive such a day with our faith.
我们对主的信心不够。
We do not have enough faith towards God.
所以我们常常啊，在主里还要背着重担。
Therefore, we always have to shoulder a burden in Christ.
信了主，仍然得不到安息。
And after believing God, we're still not feeling at rest.
那真的是辜负了神的恩典。
Then we are putting God's blessing in vain.
主耶稣说，你们应该效法，心里柔和谦卑。
And Jesus said that we must be gentle and also humble.
来领受神的恩典。
In order to receive the blessings of God.
他的轭是轻省的，他的担子啊是容易的。
And his yoke is light, his burden is not heavy.
只要我们凭信心肯交托，我们神给我们的是恩典，而不是成为重担。
When we believe in Him, then we know that the yoke that God has given us is light.